Welcome to the J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. On the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM, KCII. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News. On today's program, we're talking with Julie Gentz about April as Parkinson's Awareness Month.
Can you just explain what that disease is and what it looks like?
That's a really tough question because it's different for every person, which makes it hard to diagnose and hard to treat. But it's a brain disorder and it causes unintended or uncontrollable movements like shaking and stiffness, difficulty with balance and coordination. Think Michael J. Fox and what you've seen with him. And they start gradually and they weaken over time. They're both chronic, which means that they persist, and they're progressive, which means that they degenerate and they get worse over time. So it's usually something small, like hand tremors or having trouble moving, but by the time you see that, a lot of damage has occurred. And sometimes those symptoms that we need to catch ahead of time have started years or even decades before. Men, for some reason, are more likely to develop Parkinson's than women. It's also more likely to be diagnosed at the end of your 50s, early 60s, than it is in your 30s, like Michael J. Fox, and that's called young onset Parkinson's. But in our group in Southeast Iowa area, we have three people that are young onset Parkinson's, and one person has had it for 20 years.
And Parkinson's is something that's played a role in your life. Could you please just kind of take me through your own experience with it?
Sure. My husband, Brian Gentz, was diagnosed with Parkinson's in 2007. When they did finally diagnose it, they put him on carbidopa-levodopa, which is the basic medication for Parkinson's patients. He had it for 13 years before he passed away on April 1st, 2021. I didn't think that that was a very good way to start out Parkinson's Disease Awareness Month that year, but it was the way it happened. It never really entered his life as a thing that was making any kind of noticeable difference, and people would say, he doesn't have Parkinson's, it doesn't look like he has Parkinson's, because they didn't live with him and they didn't see the little things, and it didn't really interrupt his life. But when he started to have more memory issues, and then he had to have more balance issues, and so that caused the complications. And he fell 13 times from the beginning of January 2021 until the 17th of March, when he took the last fall that ended him in the hospital for 14 days. He developed aspiration pneumonia, which is a lot of what Parkinson's patients die from, and came home on hospice for 3 days on oxygen and passed away. There are a lot worse endings than that to Parkinson's, because people can end up bedridden or step above that in wheelchairs before they're bedridden, and with dementia and not know where they are and not know people. And basically the dementia piece is what puts most people with Parkinson's that end up in a care center, because it becomes too much for their care partner to take care of at home.
So with this being Parkinson's Awareness Month, is there anything that people can do to recognize this disease or bring awareness to it, not only this month, but at any time throughout the year?
Sure. There are lots of things that people can do. There's a Michael J. Fox Foundation that always has events on there. Right now, from June 1st to 31st, they have a virtual event. They also have these in person in big cities like New York or Kansas City, and it's called Pedaling for Parkinson's, and you can take pledges and raise awareness. You don't have to ride any certain number of miles, but you can donate, and you can do that anytime. You can go to the Parkinson's Association and just go to parkinsons.org, and they have all kinds of information on fundraising, the Washington Y. They promote fundraising things every month. So this month they're talking about Parkinson's, and they're encouraging people to go on to the Parkinson's Association website and find something that they can donate to, a thing they can do. And what they're suggesting is this cycling. Put it on your Facebook page, tell people what you're doing, take donations, and then donate it to the Parkinson's Foundation. You can join support groups in your area, because the only thing you can do is delay the disease and treat the symptoms, but you can't cure the symptoms. And people wait too long, and I understand why they wait, because they don't want to see where it's going, because they know. And that's such a catch-22, because the only thing they can do to help is to exercise and keep themselves cognitively active, do boxing like rock steady boxing that we have at the Y. Brian and I worked really hard to bring that to the Y. And Angie Boyce is the one who runs it. Her interest in it came from her mother, who was diagnosed in her 60s with Parkinson's, which is about the time my husband was diagnosed in when he was 59. So she was really involved in this and really vested in it and had a passion for it. It takes place on Mondays and Thursday afternoons from 1 until about 2:15. And they do cardio drumming there now with big exercise balls and drumsticks. You can contact the Y. You can just go on their website and look for it. And it's also a socialization piece. And that is so important, finding a way to get involved and make it consistent.
Julie, thank you so much for coming in and raising awareness for Parkinson's disease. Is there anything else that you'd like to share?
I know there are lots of people out there in our listening, your listening area, that have Parkinson's disease or that know people that have Parkinson's. And if we could just get past the stigma that I can't come to a support group meeting and see other people, that would go a long way to helping improve the quality of life for people with Parkinson's. Michael J. Fox would say, "I am not my Parkinson's. I am not going to let it define me." And that is exactly what my husband said to the very end. And you need a really good care partner to just grab you and take you to the meeting or wherever you want to go.
That was Julie Gentz joining us on today's J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program to talk about Parkinson's Awareness Month. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News.